Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, your troubles will be out of sight.
And I don't know the rest because I usually fall off unless it's like a Mariah Carey version. So
do you want me to know? Do you want me to see if I can do it?
Go on.
See if I can do the rest. So, have yourself a merry little Christmas. Mm-hmm. Yet the Yuletide.
It's something about hang a something on a something something.
Hang a something stocking over the chimney
one of them.
Pipe.
White people
and have yourself a merry little Christmas. No.
Yes, as you might know, it is the month of December, and the girls, the queens, the mothers of the house is back on this podcast. It's been a hot fucking minute.
Get out of my goddamn house.
Right now, Renee.
Don't make me turn on one of the gayest, cuntiest, most... Do you know when I heard that song, do you know what I thought immediately?
What?
I thought, she has made this for Nick Charles. She has made this for Nick Charles because not only does the beat change like three times in this song for no goddamn reason. It's so like turn up, 40 seconds of turning it out on the dance floor, walk away.
It's cunt.
It's very you. It's very you.
Listen, mama said she want to give you all the Renaissance film in all its glory. Plus you're going to get a song. Girl, give us the album too.
Drop
Renaissance Part 2.
she said, do you know what? Renaissance was cute and gay. Yeah. I'm giving you proper, like, gay ballroom. We're back in the 80s. It's disco again. Have a bit of that, okay? This end credit song that you're going to hear is, like, 2023 gay ass. You are stood in some random man's kitchen at 7 a.m. on a Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
The beats are hitting and you're like, where am I and why am I doing this? You're doing it because you're gay. That's the story she's telling.
Very that. I love it. It's no oons oons. I'm here for that.
It's just boof. It's big beats. It's mad. Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something before we get into it. I'm just going to say, Uncle Johnny, he literally take that woman over and she made that song for the gays. Mm-hmm. Uncle Johnny what took that woman's soul and was like, ma'am, I'm coming to the front. She went and she and Blue did a seance. Uncle Johnny came, exposed the truth, and he went back.
Honestly, that song was, I know Uncle Johnny had those girls around the house and they were running around, they were making a mess. And he was tired. He'd been sewing all day and he was like, now Miss Tina, you know I love you deep. But you gotta get up, you gotta get these girls and get out of my goddamn house.
Correct.
We should probably say hello.
We should. Hi, how are you doing? It's your girls, your queens. It is I, me, Nick Charles, and the lovely, the dashing, the Rudolph to my reindeer, the Mrs. Claus to my Mr. Claus, Dan James.
Hello. I am back.
Dan, I have not seen you. I have not heard from you. I don't know what's going on. All I know is that you went on a little escapade. Your little thing did what it had to do. And now she's back in the hood.
Okay, so let me tell you a little few things about the escapades. Okay?
Tell the girls.
We'll get to it. But let me just explain the absences. Okay, so obviously I was on holiday. So I ended up with 2 weeks off on the show. Thank you, Seb, for filling in. And you and Seb did a wonderful job.
Auntie, as usual.
I come back the week after, and then your laptop is bricked, so you can't record. So I was like, okay, cute. Seb, come back with 3 weeks, Seb, running. We just swap in and out, me and Nick, which did lead to a few DMs to ask if me and you had fallen out again, to which I had to reply with, again.
Again.
There is only one recorded Nick and Dan fallout, and it was settled within 2 days.
It was.
Okay, so don't come for us saying again. Sometimes the schedule just clashes.
I know. It does.
So I get on, and typically we used a platform, which I'm not even going to mention by name anymore. We used a platform, and I'll tell you why we used a platform, because it was free.
Correct.
We do this ourselves. This is out of the kindness of our own hearts.
We got no money. There's no budget here.
We're not paying for this, girls. And then I log on to my account, and they're like, oh, you can no longer do recordings on a free account. So I was looking at it, I was trying to work out the details. Why can't you do recordings on a free account? Like, you got to pay now. What you can do, if you want to, is you can upload a recording onto the platform and they'll work out your hosting for you for free. But if you want to make the show, you want to record it, you got to give us a few coins. So I said no. I said absolutely not.
Correct.
So I'm searching around looking for, last minute, a different platform to record on. I find one. Seb joins. Okay. My Wi-Fi is so bad that the echo... the delay between me and Seb talking is like we weren't even having the same conversation.
Oh, no.
So we get about 3 minutes into the recording. I look at her like, girl, this ain't going to work. You know what we're going to do? We're going to stop the recording. We are going to put on an episode at the back of the bus because the girls love it and they miss it.
Yes.
Have a listen. Enjoy. We'll be back next week. Okay. Next week rolls around. I'm out of the routine of recording the show. Nick is, now you will not mind me saying this, but you're not blessed with the greatest memory of all people in the world.
Very bad. And I'm also I'm also a businesswoman these days.
She's a businesswoman. She's got she's got appointments, she's got bookings.
Correct.
So last week rolls around. I'm out of the rhythm. Nick is in his rhythm, which is not a rhythm that is likely to remind somebody that they have to record.
Yeah. I'm doing the salsa, you're doing the merengue, basically.
Exactly, right? But we're both offbeat, and they're playing a cha-cha song anyway, so I don't know what we're doing. So it gets to Wednesday, and I wake up, and I look at Nick, and he looks at me virtually through the phone, through the WhatsApp. I'm looking at his profile picture, and I'm like, girl, did we both just forget that we do this goddamn show?
I mean, we are coming up to 4 years doing the show. 4 years, Danielle.
It's been a long time.
4 years. It's about to happen.
But also, like, you would think 4 years in, we would know that we do this and the time that we record and the day.
Correct.
But, you know, sometimes... life gets the better of you and you can't do what you said you were going to do.
Correct.
Which is what happened to us last week. But we're back. We are back and we're happy to be here.
We are. And we're, of course, we can't start the episode without giving the girls some love. I'll tell you why. So me and Dan, we saw the receipts. We watched the profiles. We read through your Spotify raps. And let me tell you something, girlies. Thank you for sticking around for another fucking year of mad mess. I don't know how you do it. I don't know why you do it, but we are grateful. So thank you.
We really are. I was so shocked that our numbers went up.
We did really well. Last year. We'll share it later in the week, I'm pretty sure.
Your people will know. But yeah, like the listeners went up, listen times went up. And like we specifically made a choice that we weren't going to do two episodes a year.
Yeah,
but we barely get to two episodes a year, if our memory's even. But we weren't going to do two episodes a week. So I was like, I was very prepared for all the stats and the Spotify rap to be down. Because obviously, it's half the content.
Yeah.
But no. Yeah. The girls that get it. And we're very happy that you do.
Yeah. And shout out to Finland.
Yeah. Come on, Finland.
Dan, who is up in Finland?
I don't know. I can't keep track. But whoever is listening,
a number one fan of the podcast. Thanks, girlies.
I do need to understand why Finland.
I don't know either.
Specifically.
Well, what? Not even Yugoslavia or Colombia. Not even I expect Trinidad or Spain to be there on the agenda. But Finland? A bit weird.
Run it, Finland. Run it up. We love you.
Run it up. Thank you.
If anyone who's listening in Finland is like, girls, you want to come out? Like, you let me know. But I'm only coming in summer. I'm not doing Finland now.
Show yourself. But yeah, thank you. Thank you again for, being a part. And we are here doing what we do every single... as much as we can.
Most of the week.
most of the week. But yeah, thank you, thank you. Dan, I want to talk about something that I want to keep it simple and I want to keep it easy because I think that we need to show this person some love because I saw the news today and you saw the news, but on all over Twitter.
Okay, yeah.
And I think we as gay men who've been fan of these individuals, we need to show them some love. And if you don't know, under the radar, flying high, we lost an icon, a legend, the mother of the cock-destroying house, Sophie Anderson, has sadly passed away. And let me tell you something. All I can say is the legacy she left on this in this little trash island will forever be in our hearts because that woman was an icon. And that's a legend.
The things that she gave to us during lockdown.
Oof.
Where they just came out of, who knew that two women who were trying to make a sort of earnest video to turn on some straight men so they would pay for some OnlyFans would have captured the heart of gays across the nation. All because they said that they're, what are they? They're fucking cock destroyers.
And we ate it up.
Someone ate it up.
We ate that up. A lot of people ate it up. We ate that up. We really did. Yeah,
Sophie was literally like, she was... Her, like, online presence was like, delightful. Mm. And, like, she was just a great... Yeah, she just had a great presence about her. She was always really sweet. I really enjoyed how she was... She'd always open her, like, videos with, like...
Hi, guys and girlies.
Guys and girlies and my non-binary babies. Oh, something like that.
And let's never forget, fuck, it's a Sunday.
Fuck, it's a Sunday. Like, literally, I still say
me
that.
And you and fire, fuck. It's a Sunday.
Fuck. It's a Sunday. Yeah, of course it is. And I'm having a great time. We're driving for dick.
Oh, we're driving for dick. Oh, Sophie, you are a legend. And we will forever... You know what? Your online presence was everything we could mix for. But, of course, you know, for everyone who is grieving the sad passing of Sophie, just know that we're all in this together because we love that woman. But, of course, you know, we are all very talented today. So we're going to... We can't talk about Renaissance movie just yet because Nicholas Christian Charles, have not been to cinema just yet because I have been busy. And also, I want to just say something real quick to the girls in Manchester. I have been trying to get to view an Odeon for the past 4 days, and guess what? It's motherfucking sold out.
As it should be.
And I'm not complaining, and I will never watch this at bootleg because that's not who we are.
Mm-mm. No, we give in that the mother cinema. Her coins.
Correct, correct. But what if, I do want to talk
there
about...
There is one thing people know about me is I will give Beyonce the money.
Of course, you've been
she's
one
She's a billionaire
so
mostly because of me. The amount of you've money been... I could have had.
You've been one so far, I know that, but I know there's about 5 more viewings of this you're going to, Dan. I know
I've been twice.
You see what I mean?
Now, I'm not going to talk about the movie, but let me very quickly I've got to talk to a few people in London, just very quick.
Talk to the girlies.
I've got a little story from the streets for you, which I'll tell you later. But for now, let's focus. So, the Friday, the release day, obviously I'm going on release day. Who do you think I am? Big group of us, we are going to Cineworld at the O2 in North Greenwich. Okay. Uh-huh. Now, let me tell you, the crowd was cute. It was nice. They did what they needed to do. But without us in the back leading on the energy... Y'all weren't going to give what we needed to give, okay? Now, I need people to stop thinking they are going to watch a movie when you go see this thing. You are not, okay? There are movie sections. You sit, you be quiet. Beyonce talks to you and she shows you some stuff. When the show is on, you are at the concert again.
Correct.
So if you want to sing along, if you want to do a little chair choreo, if you need to scream and hoot and holler, at one point I needed to take off my shoe and throw it, okay? There are moments in this where the bass, if the cinema is playing it so right that the bass hits you as it should, you will feel like you're at the concert. So I'm very excited for you to go. Very happy with the group. We then went again on Saturday because my friend could not come on Friday with the main group. So three of us were like, well, fuck it. I'm going to go twice anyway. So let me go on the Saturday. Now, I think it was probably our fault because we went to Cineworld in Leicester Square and we went kind of like 3 p.m. on a Saturday afternoon.
Peak gayness.
Not known for like the most rowdy of crowds, okay? Now, Some of these people.
Some
of these people were on the cusp of giving me some energy. So I remember at one point I looked over to the side and me and this black girl caught eyes at each other. And there was a little head movement. And we knew what we came to do. Okay.
The girls that get it, get it.
She came by herself. She knew every word she was given. There was some fans in there. They came in their Renaissance tour outfits. It was cute. Okay.
Aww.
But because we were all split out, there was no kind of hub of the energy.
Mm-hmm.
So during a lot of the time, we just sit in watching like it's a movie or whatever.
Yeah.
I need you to understand, girls, if you're going to this show, treat it like you're going to see the show. None of this, we're in the cinema, everyone be quiet, none of that nonsense. No, this is the one time, I don't care if people got their phones out recording shit. It's a concert movie. Act like you're at the goddamn concert, have a good time.
Mm.
Let yourself loose a little bit, please. Don't give me midday at the Cineworld in Leicester Square again.
No, and also the only thing I meant to only be quiet during that thing is when you say everyone on mute. It's meant to be a party.
And let me tell you, we killed that mute because you know how Europe... You know how we were like at the shows and we didn't know, Beyonce, we didn't know that's what you wanted us to do. We were first out the gate. I'm sorry. Okay, we tried.
Yes.
We killed that mute both times at the cinema until Cardi B appears. You will see it. Miss Belle Police, her face appears, everyone's cracking up laughing. And I was like, oh, she's added extra layers. She's like, let's see how serious you're going to take this mute. Because I'm going to try and make you laugh. And if you laugh, you fail. And we were so close.
We loved that. We loved that. Oh, I can't wait. I'm actually going to see it on... I'm going to see it... What's today's? Tuesday? Thursday evening. I booked it. I'm actually watching it in... it's one of those cinemas where... It's the Cineworld where it's the tree... The tree screen. So you have the side screen and then the middle. So it's going to be like a full concert affair. And all the Manchester gays are going that day. We have a little get together. Girls are going for food. We're going to the cinema. I know it's the black girls, so we're going to turn up.
You better do.
We're going to turn up. Panty.
I don't want a single complaint about, oh, people were talking, people were making noise, people singing along. No. I'm like, yes.
Baby, I am going to lose my shit. Trust me. I'm going to drive back to Edinburgh.
My friends knew the ad-libs on the tour versions that haven't made it into the little bootleg versions that we listen to because Mama refuses to release an official album, okay? To the point where I was like,
you
how
mean
did
the
you know that?
I played in fire?
How do you know the bit that went like, ah? How do you know when that bit was coming? How many times have you watched this? Like, genuinely, we left at one point and we were like, are we actually part of a cult? Because did we get the popcorn bucket? Hell yeah, I did.
Correct.
Did I get the drinking cup? You know for goddamn well I did.
Number one movie in the world, baby, at the moment as well.
As it should. And you got Swifties on here saying it's flopping.
Ah, oh, don't let the 50s. It was cute.
Your girl was.
I
at
was
the
not gonna
premiere.
Say. Mama was at the premiere, but Beyonce also went to her premiere as well.
Yeah, see, the girls like each other. We can all just move on.
I just want to say something before we trip to Beyonce because I think the girls are rude, and the girls are rude. You all can't love Beyonce the same when then fucking City Woman bleaching her skin. You all are fucking rude. You all are rude. Yes, I'm calling all you fucking bitches out. Oh, we're passing the beehive. You can't be saying, Mama bleach her skin. The woman is mixed race.
She ain't mixed race. Well, she's light skin.
Well, she's light skin, but you know, she's a black... Well, Tina's mixed race, right?
Tina's black. She's just Creole, but that's still Creole. Black.
Well... Stop seeing the woman as bleaching her skin. Let the woman live. And Mama came for the girls.
As an actual mixed race person who like comes out quite light skin, I will tell all of you, our skin changes colour with the seasons and the tides. Okay? So, yeah, it's the middle of winter. Of course, Beyonce's going to be lighter. She's been on tour this whole time. She's not been out on like St. Bart's.
Leave the woman.
And also like, if she's got flash lighting, it's just going to be a thing. And also, she's got platinum blonde hair. She's going to look lighter. What are you talking about?
She was radiating. That silver dress. Oh, Dan, I was like, come on, girl. This hair was layered for the gods. I will say, though.
The girls,
I was on Twitter this morning. Well, X. And the girls have been sharing the transition video all day. It's like, girl, let me see the movie for myself.
Oh, you're going to lose your mind in Twitter.
I've seen her so many times on Twitter.
In Diva and Run the World. I don't know why she decided that that section, she was going to be Miss Goodpuss for the entire time. Nick, you got to eat up. Oh, my God.
I'm ready.
Watch that fucking section. I'm going to watch that section when I've got something important coming up. And I just have feel pumped up. Just Diva into Run the World. I just, oh, my God.
Before we switch to your waiting to bed, I just want to ask you something, right? So everybody knows that, you know, Pink Friday is on Friday, release day for Nicki Minaj, yada, yada, yada. I want to ask you something, right? Out of all of, like, I forget the drama with Lil Mix and stuff. In all, like, all of Nicki's discography, which would you say is some one song that makes you feel like a bad bitch? I always wondered this. I want to ask you that on...
Good Form?
Oh! Not the Good Form.
Good Form is my go-to.
Do you know, I thought it was going to be Chong Li for you, you know? I don't know why. Well, it's because you act so... You are feral when Chong Li comes on.
I mean, who should be?
You literally become a Mortal Kombat villain or something. You're like, let's go, girls.
Look, she's referencing Street Fighter. I'm not going to do a little hi-ya on the dance floor. What do you want from me?
No, I always think it's Chong Li. I don't know why. I always wondered this. I was like, I think it's Chong Li, you know.
So let me tell you, because this takes me quite nicely into my story from the streets. And then I think we can probably end up finishing on the story from the streets here. But
you
have seen me multiple times up in the club, okay? You have been the DJ. Yes. Now, I am many things when I am in the club. Correct. And I think I am a dancer, right? Mm-hmm. I am a hype man.
Correct.
Okay, I will get my ass behind that DJ booth and I will twirl for the girls. Okay, correct. I don't care what's going to happen. I will go around, make sure everyone's having a good time. I will chat to people I don't know if they're like looking a bit down. I'll try and help them out, okay? Mm-hmm. I try and bring a good energy when I am out, okay? Mm-hmm. Which can mean sometimes I'm a little crazy, I'm a little up there, but I am never one thing.
But it's all from a good place.
It's all from a good place, thank you. Mm-hmm. Because I am one thing. The one thing I am not, and I will tell you this 100 times, is a thief. Ooh. Let me tell you what happened to me this weekend. Okay.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. So ooh. I am out. We go Renaissance movie. It's cute. I go to my friend's house for a few drinks. I meet up with Troy. We go to heaven, because for some reason Troy will go to heaven. And then our friends Billy and Marco come along. Shout out Billy and Marco.
I love Billy and Marco.
Then they're suggesting, oh, let's go to fire and like keep the night going. And you know me, like I love to end the night early. You know, that's my thing. I always like to go home.
You mean in this life or the next?
In this one.
But keep going. Renaissance woman. She's like, I like to be home before the sun rises, before the cock crows. I'll be in my house before the chickens crow. All right, Miss Ting. All right, Renee.
Look. I said I wasn't a thief. I didn't say I wasn't a liar.
Oh,
but I'm now currently telling the truth.
Tell the girls.
We get to fire. We're dancing. Mm-hmm. We're having a cute time. At one point, Marco comes up to me and he's like, oh, Dan, I found this fan. Like, have it. And I'm like, oh, okay, cute. Like, I like a little fan moment.
Mm-hmm.
Walking around with this fan. I have this fan on me for hours. Okay? Mm-hmm. Hours. The story of how I get this fan is Marco comes up to me, says, Dan, I found a fan, gives it to me. And I'm like, ooh, yay, fan. Easy. If it's someone's fan and they come up to me and be like, oh, I think that's my fan. But like, oh, there you go. We just found it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Not attached to this fan at all.
Yeah.
I then at one point need to go toilet. So I just need to just head in, go pee. I walk into this toilet and it's just all cubicles. And there is the toilet attendant. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now she looks at me while I'm waiting and she sees the fan in my hand and she goes, that's my fan. And she's already shouting at me. And I'm like, what? Sorry, what? And then she said, that's my fan. You stole my fan. I was like, I stole your fan. I was like, girl, I didn't steal this fan. What are you talking about? And she's like, that is my fan. You stole it. That's my fan. Give it back to me. And I was like, my friend passed me this fan. I've just been holding it for a few hours. I didn't steal your fan. I'm not no thief, right?
Yeah.
She is so adamant. I have taken this fan from her. She takes the fan from me. She opens it up. There's like a little bend in one of the like hooks or like legs or whatever you call them. Okay. Yeah. And she says, see, I know you stole it because I knew that it was bent. And I was like, what do you mean you knew it was bent? You just opened it up and saw that it was bent. I could have bent it. I didn't. But I was like, what are you talking about? She ends up, there's then getting a manager in this room. Okay. in the toilet, and he's talking to me. She's calling me a thief. I'm like, I didn't steal no fan. He's like, we're going to have to check the CCTV. I'm like, why you got to check the CCTV? This is the first time I've been in this bathroom. Why would I steal a fan? How would I have stolen this fan? And she was like, well, how did you get it? I was like, my friend gave it to me. I have had it for hours. She gave it to me. Billy has come out of the cubicle at this point, and he's like, what's going on? So Billy is being very responsible, talking to the manager and trying to calm things down. I'm getting more and more agitated because this woman is pressing this thing. She's like, get your friend thingy. I'm like, well, okay, Billy can go get Marco so he can explain how he got this fan. It's whatever. This woman is still going about yelling at me, calling me a thief. I'm like, now I'm getting annoyed. Now I'm getting big mad because you know, like, I'm very calm for everything. Yes, the one collected. Thing that will get me, the one thing that will get me like boiling underneath is if you accuse me of doing something I did not do. And then you don't let me explain myself when I'm saying I'm not. She is steady accusing me of being a thief. I'm so in this fight with this lady that I don't realize that everybody else has stopped and is just listening to us argue.
Oh, my God.
Till eventually Marco comes in and I'm like, here's my friend. He can explain to you. And she was like, where did you get this fan? He was like, oh, I just found it. And I was like, see, he just found it and gave it to me. And she's like, so it's not yours then, is it? And I was like, I didn't say it was mine. I just said I had it because I found it. I did not take it from you.
All this for a fan that you found.
We're getting steady into it. I'm so irritated. I'm so annoyed. Ugh. Billy has to get me and be like, Dan, you need to like get out of the cubicle. And I'm like, okay, I'm getting out of the cubicle. I'm calming down. I'm walking out.
Yeah.
Eventually stand out and I'm breathing, deep breathing, calm down because I'm so pissed off at this woman. I'm like, I'm not leaving it like this, though. Like, that was left a bad taste in my mouth. Yeah. I'm calming down. I'm going to go back in. I'm just going to settle it with her, okay? Billy's like, no, don't do it. Don't do it. Because God bless Billy. He don't know that, like, when it comes to kind of conflict things, I'm just going to dead it. Like, I don't win anything by fighting with the toilet attendant. So I go into her.
We grow.
And I'm calm. Yeah, exactly. I'm a full-grown man. I can handle these type of situations. So I go in to her, and I just say, kick off, I was like, sorry, what is your name? She looks at me and goes, why do you want to know my name? I'm like, because, girl, I'm trying to talk to you like person to person here. I'm not trying to fight you. I'm just trying to like have a conversation. What is your name? So she says her name. And you can tell when I said that to her, okay, her back kind of goes down. She's not ready to fight. And I was like, cool. Yeah. I was just like, I just want to explain my experience of what just happened and why I got so agitated. Mm-hmm. Basically, I walk into this toilet. I'm still waiting for the toilet. Within moments of that happening, you are shouting at me and calling me a thief. And every time I'm trying to explain to you that I did not steal something from you, you keep calling me a thief. She comes back to me like, I never called you a thief. I never called you a thief. I was like, well, you did, girl. People are here. We can explain it. They can tell you. They were there. You called me a thief. But I'm like, I'm not going to win on that point. I was just like, look, I apologize for how I spoke to you and how upset I got, but if someone accuses me of something and then doesn't give me an opportunity to show that I'm not that, and if it's just a misunderstanding, I'm going to get irritated. I didn't want to make your day harder or anything. If it's your fan, it's your fan. It's not mine. I don't care. I just had it at the time. Is what it is. Let me tell you what happened next, okay? So we're steady dead in this conversation. This little bitch, this little gay motherfucker who has been steady listening to all of this decides that he's going to walk out of the cubicle and he's going to show that he's a better person than me. And I don't know why. So Mama walks up. Goes up to this toilet attendant, and while I'm doing the apology tour, and he goes, excuse me, I would like to buy a fan. And I, right?
Stab you. I will stab you right now in the neck with that fan.
I look at her and I'm like, you want to buy a fan? You want to buy that fan? Okay, you want to buy a fan? Go on. And then the toilet attendant like says it's 20 quid, and he's like, oh, I'll give you 8 for it. And she just takes it off him and she's like, no. And then he walks off. And I was like, so if you were going to try so hard to show that you were better than me,
you should have bought the fucking fan. But you didn't have
the coins to back it up. You bet got out 20 quid and bought that fan to make you feel better. Now you look cheap and dumb.
Yeah.
So just want to say, because my shouting at this woman was incredibly public, I publicly apologize to Rita, who works the toilets at Fire, for that miscommunication thing. You did call me a thief, girl, but it's fine. It's dead. I apologize to you. That little gay bitch who wanted to show that he was better than me but wasn't, y'all can choke. And that's it. That's my story from the street. And we got 25 seconds to wrap up this show.
I love that for you. Well, thank you so much for coming here and proving that you're innocent. I'll go on record. That's for another week of us, the LeBron Gays. It's been me, Nick Charles, and Dan James Alien. We'll be back next week with more shivery and loveliness. So until then, bye, girlies.
Bye.
Ooh, look at that, on the dot.
I know, but now we do our little extra talky bit, and that's over 30 minutes.
I know. So we're going to have to finish at 28 now.
Well, you know, we really tried to keep it to a clean 30.
Well, if we're getting a few hours a month and we're only doing two shows for this month because the month's almost done, I think we're good.
Oh, yeah, we missed a week. The blessings of us forgetting.
The blessings, of course.
The blessings rain down. Hallelujah. Mm.
Renee said, let's bless the girls. Is it Renee or Relay? Renee.